This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Laugh Fest Festival Director Joanne Rome, and we're going to be going into the second week of Laugh Fest this week. How are you doing today, Joanne?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So as we go into the second week of Laugh Fest, what are some of the events folks should have on their radar?
Well, you know, we're already into the festival, but there's so much more fun ahead of us. So all throughout the week, Monday through Friday, we have events going on, and then the second big weekend of the festival as well. So I'll just pull out some highlights.
Yeah.
We have our big event with Wayne Brady on Tuesday evening, which is our signature event for Gilda's Club Grand Rapids. That's happening at DeVos Plate. It's dinner and a show, and it's unique to us. So it's something that's being crafted just for this event with Wayne Brady, and we're really excited about that. Big shows coming up as we go into the weekend. We've got Lewis Black on Thursday, and also Best of the Midwest, which is a really neat competition that highlights folks from obviously the Midwest region that are a little closer to home for us. And we have 10 comics that are vying for a $2,500 cash prize, and that's going to be great. And then we have Brian Regan on the weekend, which has been a big popular act for us, of course. We were so excited to have him be part of the festival this year because he's the number one most requested in all the feedback that we've gotten over the first 2 years of the festival. And he was in such demand that we added a 9:30 show for
awesome.
Saturday as well.
Now, the Wayne Brady one, is that going to be like a sketch performance like you guys did in the past, I think for last year?
Yeah, you know, in year one, we had Betty White, and that was, I like to think of it as more of a kind of this is your life type thing we
okay.
did with Betty White. And then last year with the SNL event with Kevin Nealon and Martin Short, that was a little bit of sketch comedy and a variety show feel. And this year, I mean, really think Whose Line Is It Anyway type of improv sketch humor with some music and dance and impressions along
okay.
the way. I mean, talk about a versatile performer. Wayne
Absolutely.
Brady is just multi-talented.
Now, any changes or additions you've made for Laugh Fest this year?
You know, every year we strive to create a festival that is fresh and current. And one of the things that I'm really excited about that we added this year were a couple of shows called Laugh Fest Best.
Okay.
And there's one coming up this Saturday, the 16th. And those are secret lineup shows. So a lot of times when you go to festivals around the country, they'll have Best of the Fest shows. And this is our take on that. And so you don't know who's going to be on it until you get there.
Awesome.
So it'll be local, regional, and national talent.
Okay, okay. And then I know the first Laugh Fest was for the 10th anniversary of Gilda's Club. But what laid the groundwork and inspired the idea behind the festival?
Well, you know, we have always been tied to comedy and all things funny because of our namesake, Gilda Radner. And
mm-hmm.
when we were coming up on 10 years, we wanted to pay homage to that and do something big in a kind of a blah time of year here in Michigan. I mean, talk about gray skies. We have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would really celebrate the region, allow the community to take ownership, and have 10 days of bright yellow and seriously funny stuff when it's a little bit gloomy outside.
Now, we mentioned Brian Regan, and there's a lot of buzz about him, but who are some of the others that you're hearing a lot of buzz about that people can't wait to see?
You know, one that I'm really excited about and that people know a lot from television is Justin Willman, who's actually going to be out at Holland at the Knickerbocker on Saturday. And he is the host of Cupcake Wars and Last
mm-hmm.
Cake Standing on the Food Network. And many people know him from that, but may not know that he's an incredible magician and illusionist and really funny guy. And he does a lot of work on The Ellen Show and Rachel Ray. And we're really excited to have a family-friendly show,
okay.
so all ages, with him. And people are really excited about that.
And who are some of the other folks that you're personally looking forward to seeing?
I'm really excited. A couple of things, actually. Fortune and Friends is a show that we're doing over at Wealthy Theater. And Fortune Themester is one of the regular roundtable guests on Chelsea Lately. And she's coming with a couple of other comics, and they're doing a show at Wealthy, which is going to be fantastic. And then because we really try to be purposeful in our programming and program to a lot of different audiences, we have a big kids show this year
okay.
on St. Patrick's Day. And that's Strawberry Shortcake with special guest the Doodle Bop.
Oh, fun.
And that's just going to be a really great opportunity for families to come out and laugh together, dance in the aisles with music and Strawberry Shortcake. And we're just really excited about that show, too.
Nice. Now, the first year you had an awesome lineup, but every year seems to get better and better with the comedians that you guys are bringing to town. What's the process for choosing these folks, and how often do they come to you and say, hey, I want to be on board with this?
You know, we work really closely with Funny Business Agency. That's a talent booking agency, primarily comedy, that works right here out of Grand Rapids. And we work closely with them before one festival is over, quite frankly,
sure.
to look at who's coming next. And the way that we kind of frame out the people that come is that we look at different audiences and different niches and different age groups and demographics and really try to program to each of those so that there's something for everybody. We like to try and nab some of the up-and-coming comics. You know, last year we had Amy Schumer and Anthony Jeselnik kind of right before they hit kind of mainstream a little
right.
more. And it's so cool that people in Grand Rapids have the opportunity to see these guys in, you know, 200 seat venues before they really get big. So we want to keep it current. We want to have a new fresh lineup each year, and we want to have things that program purposefully to all audiences.
Absolutely. Now, Laugh Fest obviously supports Gilda's Club, but for those who may not be familiar with Gilda's and the wonderful work they do for those with cancer and their families, can you give me more details on how Gilda's can help them?
Yeah, you know, Gilda's Club Grand Rapids is an independent 501c3 organization, so all the money that we raise here stays right here in West Michigan and helps families in our community. And we provide cancer and grief support programs for children, adults, and families. So anyone that's on a cancer journey or is a family member or friend of someone that is, or anyone that's experiencing grief and loss, that could be from a cancer-related death or any death.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our programming is completely free for the community to participate in. It's run by master's-level social workers. And we're located right on Bridge Street here in Grand Rapids, and we serve 10,000-plus people per year.
And what's the best place on the internet if they want to go get more details?
Well, if you want to find information about LaughFest, it's laughfestgr.org. And then for Gilda's Club, you can just go to GCGR. Gilda'sClubGR.org, and you can find out all the information about our programming for all ages, resources for someone on a cancer or grief journey, and if people are interested in donating as well.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about Laugh Fest with Festival Director Joanne Rome, and we're going into the second week, and hope that folks who are listening have a chance to check it out. Thank you very much, Joanne.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.